From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, July 25th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
2023 was the first time in 5 years that Maine recorded an annual decrease in fatal overdoses. But at Governor Janet Mills' 6th annual Opioid Response Summit in Auburn Thursday, health providers and law enforcement vowed to do more to support prevention, treatment, and recovery. Nicola Grisco reports.
Fatal overdoses declined 16% last year in Maine, and according to preliminary data, overdose deaths dropped by nearly 15% during the first 7 months of this year. Still, Mills acknowledged that many Mainers are struggling to access help when they need it.
I know there's a perception, reinforced over the past few decades, an accurate one, that there are only a few beds available in Maine for treatment. That has been the case in the past, but things are changing.
The state added nearly 70 new treatment beds over the last year. Mills says that's good news, but she urged health providers and recovery advocates not to be complacent. Maine drug enforcement agents seized more than 19 pounds of suspected fentanyl so far this year. And Mills says she's concerned about a troubling rise in the number of cases involving xylazine, a veterinary sedation drug. More than 17% of fentanyl overdose deaths this year in Maine have involved the drug. There are currently no known reversal medications for xylazine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicola Grisco.
Maine's Public Defender Commission this week added some flexibility to the qualifications that attorneys must meet in order to take court-appointed cases as the state scrambles to respond to a growing number of low-income defendants who are jailed without legal representation. Part of the rule changes approved earlier this week gives Executive Director Jim Billings more room in offering waivers to attorneys who don't meet the qualifications to take certain cases, but Billings emphasizes that all prospective attorneys will still be thoroughly vetted.
It's going to be a slight additional amount of flexibility so that if someone didn't meet the technical letter of the previous rule, but still we felt they had demonstrated the capacity to do those cases, we'd be able to grant the waiver.
The commission also added some flexibility to the kind of legal work that is counted when vetting an attorney's experience. The changes were adopted as an emergency rule, meaning they will be in effect for 90 days. After that period, Billings says the commission will evaluate the impact and decide which aspects, if any, to adopt permanently. A new national study concludes that PFAS chemicals are getting into pesticides in a variety of ways as active and inert ingredients, but also leaching from containers and other unknown sources. The study, published this week in Environmental Health Perspectives, found a variety of PFAS present in pesticides, including PFOA and PFOS, two of the most toxic PFAS chemicals. Sarah Woodbury with Defend Our Health says the findings are disappointing, given that pesticides are not just used in agriculture, but also in forests and gardens.
Having PFAS added to those products is just increasing the PFAS contamination across the state when we've been actively working to try to, you know, lessen the impacts of that and pass policies to protect people from exposure.
Woodbury says the slow response to PFAS concerns from federal regulators is especially frustrating as states like Maine try to be proactive in addressing contamination. January storms that decimated Maine's coastal dunes are being blamed for dangerous rip currents that are sweeping swimmers too far from shore. In Old Orchard Beach, officials report more than 36 rescues so far this season. UNE School of Marine and Environmental Program Director Charles Tilburg says the storms took sand from dunes and deposited it on the ocean floor, creating sandbars that cause rip currents.
The rip currents may be in a different place. You need to be prepared when you go out on the water. You need to be ready for the fact that a place that you've always swam before that has always been safe may not be as safe anymore. And so, you know, people just need to be aware.
Tilburg says some southern Maine beaches lost up to 35 feet of sand dunes from the January storms. He says beaches naturally replenish sand, but that could take 2 to 3 years. Officials say swimmers should check with lifeguards before going in the water to know about any beach hazards. Maine State Police say two people died this afternoon when the single-engine plane they were traveling in crashed on approach to the Bar Harbor Airport. The aircraft caught fire upon impact and was destroyed. Two people were on board. The pilot and a passenger were both killed. The deceased will be identified once the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner can make a positive identification and next of kin is notified. The National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration are the primary investigators of the crash. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us for Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.